When I was 16, I had a paper route. See, it's a little different deal. So tell us about the competition. Tell us about that night. Tell us about what happened immediately before, during, and after your performance.
In one sentence.
Whatever you can do. Just give us a feeling for what, you know, what it was like there.
Well, before the competition, you know, all skaters were, like, shivering, and I was very nervous. And Lu Chen, who skated before me, got two straight 6-0s, and I was just like...
6-0 is the perfect mark.
6.0, yeah, and I was just like, oh, my God. And then Frank said, you can do it.
Who's Frank?
My coach.
Hey, your coach, Frank, all right.
Yeah, and so I was like...
just a guy hanging around named Frank.
No, so then I said, go for it all, you know. It doesn't matter. I'm not the reigning world champion. Uh-huh. And went for everything. And
how often do they have the world champion competition? Is it every year or every 2 years?
Every year.
Every year they have it. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm 15. If I don't win it this year, I still have plenty of opportunities to win it down the line. But now when you hear the perfect scores come up, what does that do to you? Do you think, uh-oh, does that turn the pressure up? Or did you just say that kind of takes the pressure away?
I think it turns the pressure on, uh-huh. But then I'm just saying, uh-oh, okay, I'll just try a quadruple axel and make everything.
Is there such a thing as a quadruple axel?
No.
Yeah, you're not exactly talking to Frank here, so I'm sorry. But now, when you went out there and you altered your skating program, didn't you?
Well, it was planned to do triple-triple combination in the beginning.
Triple-triple?
Yeah.
You ever had the triple-triple with cheese? Ooh, that is some meat. So you were going to do the triple-triple.
Yeah, so I did the triple-toe at the end.
Uh-huh.
When I didn't complete the triple-triple with cheese.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about, but you pulled it off. And give us a little idea what your life was like. When did you begin skating? At what age did mom and dad put the skates on you?
Well, I was 5 years old. Watching my brothers play hockey, mm-hmm. and my sister was just watching with me, and we decided to, you know, put our skates on and try it out there.
Right. And so that was the first time you had the skates on. What happened that caused you to think, and your folks to think, and your family and friends to think that, wow, maybe, you know, maybe this is more than just a little kid skating around here. Maybe we got us a world champion.
Well, I got on the ice, and then I did a quadruple axel, so they said right away.
What? What do you win for being the world champion?
Well, I got invited here.
Believe me, it's downhill after this. Did you win money, you win cash, you get a car, you get a speedboat, stuff like that?
Well, I was invited.
Malt liquor?
I was invited to the White House.
White House would be good. That'd be nice, yeah.
There was $50,000 prize money, mm-hmm. so that was good.
Good for you.
And after this, I'm on tour for 3.5 months.
3.5 months?
Yeah.
Are you skating wherever you go?
Yeah. The Campbell's Soup.
That's right. Tomorrow, the Campbell's Soup 1996 tour of World Figure Skating Champions. Nothing to me says figure skating more than canned soup. And also, you now you have your sights set on the Olympics, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, which would mean more to you, being world champion or being an Olympic gold medalist?
I don't know. The Olympic gold medalist, of course.
You think so?
Yeah,
that'd be nice. I couldn't be happier for you. You're a lovely young girl, and your family must be thrilled. You must be thrilled. Good luck to you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay right there for the band, all right? We'll be back here with No Doubt.